Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first Angel Healing House radio show of January 2021. My name is Claire Candy Huff, and every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, my wonderful angelic family, who are known as the Posse of Angels, and I bring forth channeled information to help listeners gain clarity and direction, hope, more peace, more self-love, motivation, and inspiration as we journey along being part of this amazing, amazing time on planet Earth. Welcome back to my loyal listeners, and a big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Do remember that if you miss any of the programs that Blog Talk Radio of Angel Healing House, they're all archived on my Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio page, and they can be listened to at any time. If you'd like to call into the show to receive free mini angel readings, as I have done for the past 8 years, every week I offer these free mini angel readings, please do call into the show on this number. It's 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. And I start taking calls about 20, 25 minutes past the hour. Now, first of all, it may seem surreal that we are already 1 week into this brand new year of 2021, especially when there were times in 2020 when many of us were so emotionally exhausted, fed up, and tired that we didn't think that we could possibly make it through one more day, let alone get to this new year. The Posse of Angels deeply knows us, and they sense that many of us, well, we just want to hit the ground running to get as far away from 2020 as possible. But they wish for us to ease into this new year by fueling, by nurturing and nourishing ourselves. If we can take the time to eat well, rest, and be creative, then this will bolster our energies, set a precedent, and prepare us for the ride of our lives in this incredible year to come. Now, the Posse of Angels is suggesting to take some time to reflect on the past year, to find the wisdom and the invaluable lessons it taught us. Yeah, things like it taught us to think for ourselves and to not just take what some authority in some position told us was right. And it taught us to really assess what was most important to us, like our loved ones and our health. Once we have made peace with 2020, like with anyone or anything in our past, we will then have the clarity to set the groundwork and foundation for this miraculous year ahead, as there'll be so much to look forward to, both as a collective and individually. Because of all the heightened energies we integrated in 2020 and the higher levels of consciousness, we are merging and transforming in ways that we never could have imagined. And what will be strongly felt is a growing urge to connect and collaborate with others, which will only grow stronger as 2021 unfolds. Now, this is because in 2021, we were downloaded with the codes of unity consciousness for finally the world to come together. For those who have stepped up and see themselves in roles as new thought leaders in 2021, it will give us something that we can be very proud of when it comes to our creations, our projects, and the work that we do. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that if we allow ourselves to step forward and accept these oft-times miraculous opportunities and connections that are coming for many of us, and they will seem like they are heaven sent because they are, then we will be able to go further than we ever imagined. In numerology, this first month of January, or a number one, when added to the year 2 + 0 + 2 + 1 of 2021, it adds up to a number 6. And this year begins with beautiful, gentle energies. This energy makes us feel like hunkering down at home, making us feel very domestic. So do slow down. Become mindful of your life with conscious intent. This gentle energy will also provide us with a wonderful opportunity to nurture ourselves, our family, our friends, and those who have clients and students like myself. We may have greater opportunities to support them. For some of us who have already put ourselves out there in the public, this may indicate greater responsibilities for us. Remember that these beautiful energies are allowing us to evolve, to expand, and to grow. In addition, the energies of number 6 call for being of true service to others. This beautiful energy of being of service will be setting the stage for the whole year. Please do remember that being of true service is very different from feeling any sort of burden or obligation to do so. And please make sure not to allow it to deplete and to drain you. It's wonderful to be of service to others, but do be fully aware of neglecting your own needs when it comes to giving support to others. Helping this beautiful energy to come in is the energy of Mars entering Taurus, which was yesterday on January the 6th. Because it ended 6 months since July 2020 of intense and sometimes brutal energy messing with our emotions, which often brought rage and volatile behaviors and outbursts, the Posse of Angels is showing me that this new energy, this Mars in Taurus that is available to us now, continues beams of rejuvenating light that will bolster and fill our energies with bright frequencies that will help to uplift and boost our moods. And couldn't we all use that? The Posse of Angels knows very well that many of us are just plain tired and exhausted, having gone through such a tumultuous year. And as we enter 2021, they are comparing the emotional shock that some are feeling to what many have felt after they have been through a war. When we are tired and exhausted, it may be more difficult to find the energy to go within and find strength and answers, and we might be led to look outside of ourselves for comfort and strength. Instead, the Posse of Angels wish for us to know that it's important to utilize these gentle, beautiful energies of January to nurture and restore ourselves and hold to the knowledge that this tiredness, well, it's just temporary, for we will get past this feeling and we will get past these times that we are in. Please do remember that it has taken a lot of energy to birth this new world and to keep perpetuating enough light to reveal all the dark disclosures and revelations. And the Posse of Angels are saying that there are many more revelations that will come to light. Much like after going through and giving birth, we are tired and we need to rejuvenate ourselves. Please be aware that there will be plenty of twists and turns that will be seen in this first month, but trust that things will get better. The best thing we can do is to rest and sleep and make time for quiet reflection. Do not go looking for quick, easy, and fast solutions to be all wrapped up and presented with a pretty bow in this month of January. Remember that these dark disclosures and revelations of corruption and fraud took a very long time to be embedded in the psyche and consciousness of people, and in some cases, it will take a very long time to fully digest the truth that will come out. The Posse of Angels is saying that after being traumatized by 2020, many will be more susceptible to follow those who were offering quick solutions. But no matter what someone offers us, it is we who are the best barometers as to know what is best for us now. That is why it's important to actively restore our shattered senses and go within. Seek out what is infinite and divinely eternal inside of us. For those who have learned the patience of allowing ourselves the time to evolve into the masters that we have become, we now get to step into these roles as new thought leaders on the planet and teach others how to step into the infinite and eternal inside of themselves. Just like coal takes eons of time and pressure to become diamonds, just like great wine takes a lot of time to mature, and just like the caterpillar has to go within and die to itself to become a butterfly, each one of us is like the phoenix that has been burned down to its ashes by grief and trauma and restrictions and having our freedoms taken away. And now we find ourselves rising tentatively from the ashes to find ourselves, finding our way and our path within a new era on our planet. The Posse of Angels is emphasizing that when we own who we authentically are and we share this openly and honestly, then it will attract others to our light. The Posse of Angels is showing me the energies of January, and they are likening the energies to the ocean. Although many may wish to gain clarity all at once, the majority of us will have moments of clarity on how to move forward, which will present themselves in waves. Knowing this, then all we need to do is to utilize these beautiful, gentle energies and be very mindful of just riding whatever wave will be presented to us, because that's how it works in the fifth dimension. There is only the present moment. There is only ever the present moment. And the way we interact with that present moment is determining our reality. Because eventually we will arrive at where we're meant to be by only interacting with that wave that is presented to us. The Posse of Angels wish for us to know that what is meant for us in 2021 will be presented, and no amount of pushing and forcing it will make divine timing happen any sooner. By riding these waves as they come, it helps us to go a little bit further along each time and not put up any resistance. The collective is experiencing an air of new beginnings and excited anticipation of the new coming in. The Posse of Angels is suggesting that we infuse this anticipation with our excitement, our passion, our positivity, and our optimism to create something new. It's a wonderful time to reinvent yourself, maybe with a new hairstyle, a new hair color, start something new, or put something that you have created out into the world. Now the Posse of Angels wish to address the effect that the planet Saturn is having on the collective. With it being the mighty lord of karma, we can certainly see instances of how many people who perpetuated corruption, lies, and fraud who are being brought to karmic justice. The Posse of Angels is giving us a heads up that with the revelations and the twists and turns that are still in store for us to experience in January, it is this same karmic energy that just might trigger us. Please know that it will be very difficult for many to see what will be presented and disclosed to us. Try very hard not to become emotionally involved, or we will lose all the amazing higher energies that we integrated in 2020. Hold your energies high by removing yourself from the emotional attachment of feelings of betrayal by simply observing and remaining in neutrality. Remember, we are more important to the collective when we are serene and at peace, supporting the positive energies of forgiveness, compassion, light, and unconditional love. With Saturn being the Lord of Karma, playing such a strong part in the lives of the collective, this energy will bring up old memories, and many will find themselves re-experiencing former connections. Just a week ago, I had a childhood friend that I had from the ages of 4 to 6 years of age connect with me on LinkedIn, and now we're friends again on social media. Then, a few days after that, I had a great urge to call another childhood friend that was always like a sister to me. Many of these reconnections and memories will be very strong, as they are strong soul bonds, and come in with feelings that may just flood in at this time. The Posse of Angels is sharing with us that this is happening to show us just how strongly we all are connected, and they wish for us to celebrate and embrace these connections. Well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to hold steady the light of our inner truth, and to be there as a support to those who will seek our guidance and help at this time of what is to come may just be horrendous and unspeakable revelations. What we are doing now as individuals and as a conscious collective, humanity on planet Earth, will clear the space to build a more humane and equal world for all. And for all of those people who are feeling completely spent and exhausted, I want to share an inspirational poem by my father. His name is Leonard Milgram, and this poem will help us to stay in our light and keep our energies high in 2021. There's always a light in the darkness, a glimmer of shimmering hope. Through the depth of despair gleams a miracle there, calling forth courage to cope. There's always a light in the darkness, a sparkle we rarely perceive. In the dense and the dark dwells a radiant spark, if only we dare to believe. There's always a light in the darkness, a glowing from out of the gloom. In the midst of the much lies a lane beyond luck, a starshine dispelling the doom. There's always a light in the darkness, a path we can rarely pursue. As we battle and bleed, we are bound to succeed. In the colorless dark lies the hue. There's always a light in the darkness, however despairing it seems. in the worst of life's game, if you seek out the flame, it will lead you beyond shattered dreams. There's always a light in the darkness, in the blackest occasions of strife. When it all falls apart, if there's faith in your heart, a new dawn will shine in your life. For there's always a light in the darkness, a river to refloat our ark. Though we're battered and bored, there is love and always the Lord. Yes, there's always a light in the dark. And as you enter this brand new year of 2021, if you need direction, clarity, guidance, support in order to find more peace, empowerment, to boldly create an amazing life, a fulfillment for yourself, you can phone me, Claire Candy Hoff, Reiki Master Teacher at Angel Healing House for intuitive counseling, intuitive guidance, Reiki energy healing. To learn Reiki, I teach and I've taught more than 100 Reiki masters all over the world. Perhaps go on a journey where you look at your ancestral line for past life clearings to discover where the energies of those past may be sabotaging and limiting your current life. Please do call me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or please do visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And you can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And it's all in the description under the on the Blog Talk Radio Angel Healing House page. So if you would like to call in for a free angel reading, you can call in on 646-716-6794. The Posse of Angels and I would love to take your calls and bring forth some channeled messages for you. I have several callers on the line. The first one's going to be 610, and the other one, it looks like a Skype call because it's all one. So do hang on. Let's go to our first caller, 610. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Claire Candy. It's Regina calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
It's lovely to hear your voice again, Regina. Mm-hmm. Oh, and seriously, or I should say truthfully, how are you feeling?
Well, a little overwhelmed, anxious, exhausted, mentally, emotionally drained, but you know, hearing the message today, I feel like it was directed just solely at me. So it was great to hear the message from the posse, yourself and the posse of angels, just to reiterate, you know, what's going on and that all is well and that better is coming. You know, energies are just all over the place. I'm doing well with my career, my business so far. I know so much is yet to come. That's causing a little bit of anxiety, but it's a good anxiety. But then there's a little bit of disparate energies or disconnect from some of my siblings, the ones that I'm closest to out of the other remaining five. You know, and I feel like some blame has been put on me, and I know that I didn't do anything intentionally or harmful, and I'm trying to make sure I let that go and just send healing, love, light, and blessings. So there's not really a specific question unless the Posse of Angels had guided towards that. But I guess I was just looking for just a general message from the Posse of Angels for me specifically.
Okay. All right. While I'm shuffling, they are saying that those of us, and they are including you, those of us in those roles as new thought leaders on the planet, it's as if we stopped playing the old game, and all of us who will be stepping into these new thought leader roles, what the Posse of Angels call those people who have mastered themselves, their peace, their unconditional love, their forgiveness, their compassion, all those things, and hold those higher energies at one time. And even if we choose not to remember it, we played the game of of being in judgment. We played the game of, you know, biting back. We played the game of putting fuel on the fire. We all at one stage watched the mainstream media. We all bought into the narrative. And when we step out of that and when we raise our vibrations, we no longer play that game anymore. And what happens is people do not like it, because before we fostered and we added fuel to the fire for those people to continue to be reactive and triggered. And, you know, what is the saying? Misery loves company, or whatever, enjoys company, you know, like attracts
yes.
like. And so they feel they mm-hmm. felt justified in blaming others and being in that cycle of finding fault and, oh, I'm a victim and therefore I have an excuse. But once we step out of that and we don't eat the bait that they're putting out, this unnerves a lot of people, family in particular, when we won't take the bait and we won't play that game anymore. And it's almost like they said, you know, what's wrong with you? You're not on my side anymore. You're not playing this game. And it really unnerves. It unnerves family and friends who are still caught in this cycle of judgment and being triggered and reactive. So they're saying
that's very much, spot. That's exactly spot on, because that's what I've been telling myself, and I guess guided the ascension that's occurred for me individually and for the collective. I'm not tolerating that anymore, and I can't play that patterning that I was raised in, the narcissism, the codependency, the victim. It's really not serving me. It feels good to not do it, but, you know, it's a little, I feel like a little upsetness because there's disconnect between the siblings, but hopefully we'll all be on board at some point again soon. Like, this is not the end.
Right, and all that you can do, as you said, is just send them those waves of green healing light and unconditional love, and that's all that we can, that's all that we really can. If you want to proactively feel like you're doing something, you know, because indirectly and directly, people do pick up what we put out, because we are all one. So if we put out that compassion, forgiveness, and unconditional love, then that's what they will pick up. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. It is very disconcerting when we're being our authentic selves, having raised our vibrational frequency, coming from our hearts, no longer accepting the narrative and allowing ourselves to be triggered or reactive or taken off that blissful, absolutely pure line of connection to God's source, we start to see people, you know, everyone as divine, everyone, and others don't like it when we play the game, and that's not for us to worry about. You know, it's just our authentic selves, which we need to really put our attention on. So let's go see what we can find here. Page of Swords. Page of Swords is the card. Oh, it's wonderful. In my deck, the Page of Swords shows the Pelican, and that's what we are. That's what we're being drawn to. The Pelican is a sign of comfort. It's a sign of mothering. It's a sign, and this just reiterates what the Posse of Angels was saying in the channel. If you did look and see what happened in our nation's capital, you would say it was the absolute antithesis of what I'm saying. But this is a beautiful, wonderful time to go within and to really mother ourselves, because especially, Regina, they're saying you as the new thought leader on the planet, what is going to happen is you are going to be busy beyond your wildest dreams, and you're going to feel pulled apart, and you're going to want to, and it's going to be necessary to pull from your reserves.
Okay.
And that's what you're doing now. You're building up those reserves. Oh, yes, 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 yes. The next card is the Ace of Wands. That's the beginning of God handing you that transformative wand in which your career is going to take off. It's going to blossom. There are going to be offers. There are going to be new things coming in for you. And it's going to make your head spin. So you're going to want to make sure you have some balance. It's now teaching us to take some time out for ourselves so that when it does get very busy, we'll know how to set aside time for our meditation, our peace, and to be restorative. And you go from a one to a two. You go from the message of mothering coming in to the one to the two. When you hold the world in your hands, and they're saying, dear Regina, you are holding the world in your hands. Don't let it slip out by allowing others outside of yourself to set you off of your course. You know the course and to stay steady. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very lovely. Thank you so much. So great to hear your voice again, and Happy New Year to you and Pete.
Thank you, sweetheart. You take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Wonderful message. From Regina. That just reiterated what the Posse of Angels were saying. Hold that line steady. This is the order. The calls are coming in thick and fast. I'm going to take 111. The next one that came in was 336. Next one that came in was another one, 610, 21, okay, 610, and that was 212, okay, and then the next one was the 951. Okay, off we go. Let's go 111, 111, 111, 111. Lots of ones. Okay. You're on the line with Claire Candy, House Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Jane. I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Hi, Jane from Toronto. How is your life going at the moment?
Well, it's interesting. I'm noticing that I don't have a lot of energy for certain things that I just really have to push myself to do my regular work. Mm-hmm. And I've been drawn to write, and I'm planning to submit a proposal for a writing project, which is something I've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really a writer. So I'm feeling rather daunted and to do this. It's a personal story. So,
All right. They're coming in thick and fast now, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, Jane. And they're saying, stop saying you're not a writer. That's the first thing. I want you to say every single day when you wake up, I am a writer. I am a wonderful writer. Everyone has a story inside of them. Everyone has the need to tell their story. So that's the first thing. I'm a wonderful writer. You know, I love sharing. I love sharing my story with others. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is they want you to know that the book is already written. Okay, this is going to help you. They're showing me a vision. They're showing me a vision of the book over your head, and they're leafing through the pages, and it's finished. In the etheric realm, that book, and they have been waiting, they, meaning your angels, have been waiting for you for years. You've known about this for years. You've had that push inside of you, that intuitive push deep down. And you say, oh, well, whether it's because you felt not worthy or deserving or you didn't measure up or you didn't do a book writing course, you didn't go to university to be a journalist or an English major or goodness knows what, all of those things. I mean, when Spirit told me to write my books, I never took a course.
I never, you know, thought to myself, oh, you know, same thing with the radio program. I'm going to have to go to do a radio broadcasting certification or whatever it is. And I wrote my book because I felt compelled. I felt this urge inside of me to share my story. And years before I even published the books, I said, I am a number one award-winning author. And then I put the books out in 2015, and 9 months later, the second book, the sequel to it, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. The first one was One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And in 2017, both of those books went number one in UK, Germany, Australia, USA, and Canada. And how did that happen? Because the energy behind it, it could not have happened unless I believed on some level it could happen. So they're saying that the book is already written, and all you need to do now is to bring it forth. Have the faith to bring it forth. They're saying it's a very exciting story. They're leaning forward, like, you know, on the edge of their seats to see how this will come out. And the more that you can give yourself voice and creative expression. Oh, they're also showing me your Akashic records. This was one of the things that was very important for you to bring out during this this lifetime, during this incarnation. Because in past incarnations, they're saying that you had a tendency not to speak your mind, not to communicate 100%. And that's why it's so important in this incarnation for you to have that free expression. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Well, I'm actually writing a screenplay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's what I've been, because I feel like this particular story is so visual that it would be much more powerful.
Right.
So I'm
right.
going to write the truth. Writing
mm-hmm.
the truth, and I'm really feeling safer to put it into a screenplay.
Well, know too that if you choose to, it will be a very successful book as well.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you know how we how the movie comes out, and then people
yeah.
are, you know, because you can only tell so much. And my husband writes screenplays as well. And you really have to condense in, you know, sort of 100 pages or 110 pages.
Yeah.
What a book, you know, a 350 page book would detail. So
yeah.
they're saying there's a book in this as well. So, okay. First card that comes out for you. You're the star. You are the star in all of this. Could be the movie star. this is your wishes and hopes coming true in this respect. Follow that star. The more that you believe in yourself, I'm a wonderful writer, and you know, and just be as authentic as possible, then those miracles will happen. The next card that's coming out for you, oh my gosh. Huge divine feminine energy here is the High Priestess. I mean, this was divinely given to you. This was karmic fated destiny for you to write this screenplay.
You're making me cry over here.
Good. I'm glad because you're making me cry. This is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful reading. The next card, well, I'm going to take these two. Doesn't usually happen. Maybe I was eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which I don't eat, but maybe these two cards came out stuck together. The Ten of Swords is the card of finality, of something over. You've lived this first portion of your incarnation, and now it comes in. There's two tens here, the Ten of Swords and the Ten of Cups. So where you might have felt unheard of, unlistened, or not listened to, unrecognized. Now the full emotional fulfillment comes in. It's amazing that these two
tens came out together. And of course, the tens are not only a completion, but they're also a beginning of a wonderful new path for you. So, Jane, I'm speechless. I want you to call back and keep us informed of what happens.
Well, thank you so much. I really needed the encouragement. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, well, I'm sharing personal stuff too, so it's.
Yeah.
It's,
well, if
it, 30 years
it,
of it.
For those that have read my book, when I first wrote, especially I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the sequel to One True Home, there were times where I had to cathartically cried so much that I sobbed, that I felt like I had to go throw up. It hurt so much to get this out and to share it with people, the despair of what the former soul went through, and then the elation,
yeah.
The elation of then how I created heaven on earth for myself after the angelic walk-in I went through. That happened. And then I met Pete, my beautiful, beloved twin flame, on a Saturday. And 5 days later, he asked to marry me. And 2 months later, we were married on the beach in Noosa Heads, Queensland, Australia. It goes from the depths of despair to the elation of experiencing heaven on earth, which I still am experiencing now 18 years later together. So it takes a special kind of person to open themselves up and share with others so that others can benefit from this. And others will read my read my books, and they say, if you can create what you created now after what you went through, then I can do it too.
Yeah, and that's why I want to do it, because really it's not fun to do. Like, there's some bigger purpose for me to do it. I understand that. I started writing, I guess, about 6 years ago or something like that, 6-7 years ago. But it wasn't the right time, and I think most of it got deleted and lost somewhere.
Right. Well, they're also saying that before now, you wouldn't have had the audience, because your vibrational frequency is of such a high level. It's not that it's superior, but it's at a high level that those of lower frequency would not have been able to connect with your book. It's like you would have been writing in Dutch. They would have been Danish or whatever they would have been, been able to, understand it in Chinese. The energies were too disparate. Now with the great awakening on the planet, there is an audience for your work. So I'm wishing you so much love and success. I won't wish you luck, because you're making your own luck. So lots of love, Jane. Take care.
Super. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, 336. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Candy. This is Sarah Beth Prulock from outside of Philadelphia.
Hi, Sarah Beth. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, thank you. Yes, this is Regina's friend.
Yes,
I messaged you last night. How are you doing?
I'm exceedingly well. I must be completely honest with you and everyone else. Knowing what was going to, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen yesterday in D.C., but from about the 3rd, I'm just getting shivers all over, from about January 3rd, 4th, 5th, I was very unsettled. I had to stop everything that I was doing. I had to go out and just connect with my beautiful squirrels and my hummingbirds and the doves. And really, really, I felt like something was building up. Now it just seems like there's a pressure cooker that has blown. And now I'm feeling much lighter, as extraordinary things will be revealed and disclosed because of what happened yesterday. So thank you for asking.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear it. And I saw pictures of your doves on your Facebook page, and they're so beautiful. So that brings me joy. But I wanted to just call in and ask for a general reading and, you know, see what comes up and see maybe if there's some direction for this year. I'm feeling great myself, too. So kind of buzzing with energy, positive, you know, optimistic energy. But, yeah, I just wanted to see what would come up.
Okay. The first thing, as I grab the cards, the first thing that they're saying is, you are doing the most important job in the world, and you forget that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That what they are specifically referring to is the raising of your children. You, this is the future. This is, and the job that you're doing, although many of us mothers wouldn't see it as a job, they see it, we'll see it as a joy or a blessing or a gift or whatever we want to call this. But they're saying that is the most important thing at the moment. Are you, you try desperately to balance your life and, but that is the priority. That is the priority at the moment. And the rewards reaped from the collective, because they're saying specifically, not you will reap, but the gifts that the collective will reap because of, oh, I'm making me cry. The gifts that the collective will reap because of what you're putting in and the energies and the love that you are putting into your children now is, it will be monumental.
Thank you. I'm looking at a picture of my boys right now, and they're just joyful kids, and I love them, and I hope to raise them to be joyful adults and just, you know, add kindness to this world. So thank you. That's so beautiful, and I treasure it. That's precious. Thank you so much.
That is monumental, monumental, and they know, the posse of angels and your angels know how much you want to, be an independent force in this world, and to bring forth your creative efforts. But we as mothers know that most of the time, to do the mothering that we would really be, that we want to do, we must take a back seat. And there's only 24 hours in a day while we're still on this physical earth plane and not in across the veil in our untrue home behind the veil of forgetfulness, where there is a time of no time. It's very important for us to say, well, it's not going to always be like this. And it goes by so quickly, and there will be plenty of time for you to have more creative and free expression. Oh, it's just making me cry. They're once again reiterating what a wonderful, wonderful, not only a mother that you are, but the example of joy and of love and of dignity and respect that you give your children. You know, you know how special they are. It's just
I believe that. Yes. Thank you. It's something that I'm working on, is lifting them up, so that they feel that and have respect for themselves and each other. And it comes easily, you know, to love them. But the whole parenting, motherhood, that's a lot of work. So
I've been taking time
for myself recently. But I like what you said about finding balance in that.
It's important. The first card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Pentacles. And also that's a very grounded card. It points a lot to the physical world, our physical tasks, the things that we have done to do. But in my tarot deck, the Queen of Pentacles has her pet unicorn behind her. And they're saying, beloved Sarah Beth, with all that you have to do, keep that magical unicorn by your side. Keep the magic always, the intangible, the wonderment and the enchantment of life keep that alive and don't let other things, you know, keep you or bring imbalance in your life. So they want you to keep that inner child alive, which is very important for us when we have children. The next card is coming out is the Fool. That's a new journey. There's a dove in this card. It's the piece of knowing you are doing the best job that you possibly can as a mother. And then the Empress is that card of fertility. I don't know if you're planning on getting pregnant again.
Not the plan, but
that's not the plan.
I had this conversation earlier today. I'm just chuckling. Okay.
Okay. So we make plans and God laughs. So maybe it's just pointing to that is a possibility. You know, they're saying you're very fertile, and it came to mind for a reason. So if you do not wish to do that, maybe take extra precautions. But they're saying, you know, that's why you're also feeling imbalanced, because there's a great creativity in you to step forward and to add to the beautiful new era of this ascension on the planet that we're going into. And they're saying that you're doing your most important job, which is with those children. And they're saying thank you once again. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very helpful. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And your words just mean a lot to me. So I hope you have a blessed day. And it's sunny here. I hope it's sunny there.
Yes, it is very sunny here. Okay, take care, sweetheart.
All
bye.
Right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 610 on the line, 610, and the next number is 2. You're on the line with Claire Candy. Huff, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello. Yes,
hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Angelina, and
I am
outside of Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm nervous. I kind of had a very random text. I'm friends with Sarah Beth, and she's like, you have to call this number right now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then, so, you know, she gave me a little bit of background, but here I am. And
okay.
I guess I would like a general reading. It's funny because we were walking this morning, her and I, and we were talking about just life. And I had said to her, which she is also on this, I think, journey of spiritual growth, but my journey started a couple years ago, and I'm buzzing, like she said, I'm buzzing, and I just don't know why, but I'm trying to find, like, everything around me that answers the questions that I'm having inside. I can't really explain it. I'm sure you maybe know what that's like, but I just want to know if I'm on the right path.
not only are you on the right path, Angelina, but you are right on time. Okay, I'm shuffling the cards, and they are saying, there's just so much to say. I've only got about 6.5 more minutes. They said, you have done this. You have been a spiritual teacher in other lifetimes. Do you know this?
No.
Okay. They're saying you have been a spiritual teacher in other lifetimes. They're saying, have you learned Reiki before?
No, I have. I've only experienced it maybe twice.
Okay. They're saying the next part of your journey is to learn Reiki. I've taught, you know, hundreds of Reiki masters all over the world in the last 20 years. And what I have found is that it's more than just a healing modality, because my students, that raises their frequencies to such an extent that they've made peace with their past. They're able to manifest in the present moment. They are able to commune like they never thought possible. So it's more of a way of life for them to master themselves.
And they're saying that you have done healing work as a spiritual teacher in other lifetimes. And the next step for you is to respect and honor this. Remember, we're going, this year is all about the planet Saturn is having a tremendous effect, which is the Lord of Karma. And it's bringing back those gifts and talents and abilities from other incarnations, other lifetimes, in order for us to utilize now. They are also saying, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, are saying that you have been questioning, what is it that I need to do next? What is it that I need to do next? And they're pointing to the reconnection of you with learning Reiki. So let's go to the cards. That's a very specific thing they're saying. The first thing that's coming out for you is the Ace of Pentacles. The Ace of Pentacles is a fresh start around abundance. Not only this abundance as a form of bringing money in as a certified practitioner, but this will also make you feel as if you've come home to yourself. Isn't that beautiful? This thing.
Yes, very beautiful.
Make you feel like I'm home. You know, finally I'm home. The next card that's coming out for you is the Hierophant. Now, this is the spiritual teacher card. I mean, my gosh. That's
what is it called?
It's the Hierophant. Hierophant. It's a number 5, which is the number of change. It's the Hierophant card. And this is the card of being the spiritual teacher and affecting, groups of people. You know, that's the easiest explanation of that card. And then the next card is the Four of Wands, which is the card of success from hard work. And they're saying that when, not if, but when you learn Reiki again, it's going to help you to reconnect with all of that work and all of those times that you put into being a spiritual teacher in past incarnations. And now you're going to be able to relive that. And they want me to look at the bottom of the deck. And no wonder, it's the Wish card. 9 of Cups is the Wish card. And they're saying, your wish has been granted. And it's through the learning of Reiki that's going to make a tremendous difference in your life. So I'd love to be able to facilitate you with that.
Yes, that would be great.
I hope that's been helpful for you. Wow, they're saying happy remembering. This is going to make an enormous, tremendous difference on your spiritual path. It's going to like provide the rocket fuel for you to take off in this year of 2021.
Wow, this is really moving. I totally did not expect it, but you have moved me to tears. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you can always call me after the show on that 831-277-3716 number, or you can always email me at Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. Angeline, I'm sending you so much love. Take care and happy travels.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that just about wraps the show for today. Thank you to everyone who called in. For those callers who did not get on the line, please do try again. This week is every week on Angel Healing House Radio. I take callers from all over for free angel readings. Do remember to go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, for my award-winning number one Amazon international best-selling books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and the beautiful children's book, Angels of Faith. Do remember that. And also, if you want intuitive counseling, angel readings, Reiki healings, past life clearings, which are so cathartic, please do go to angelhealinghouse.com.
I'm sending you so much love, as always, and angel blessings. Do go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Take care, everyone. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye.